Dear Florence, how are you, honey? Gee, it's been so long since I've used this tape recorder, I've almost forgotten that we had the thing. And I was been trying to write you a letter for the last two or three days, and I kept wondering why in the world I don't sit down and write it. And I've tried to write one and during business hours. I've tried to write one after business hours. And I've got packages from you and letters, and I haven't been able to get an answer to you. But today I was sitting there writing away at a letter and my desk, and it was going so slow, and I'd said from you, one was that I felt pretty good, one was that I'd been to Meetah, and one was about my discussion with the PSA, and here was a whole two pages covered, and I hadn't said hardly a word of importance. So I thought, gee whiz, I'm going to sit down and write that girl through voice talk. So here we go, honey. Little talk with you and I. And first, I want to hope that you got my passport. I know you did. Second, I got a letter from you today that you wrote last Saturday saying that Mary had got a tape from Steve saying that my passport was coming in. So I know you're looking for it. And third, I'm very curious to know if you got her fixed up and got her all set so we can get into Indonesia without any delay, because it usually takes 3 or 4 days in Singapore to get the clearance when we go through there. So when people go through there, so I'm sure that if you get her done for us there, we'll in Manila, we won't have any trouble at all getting to our destination in Bali. Well, I got the coffee, and thank you very much. It's the only thing keep me alive these days in the mornings. If I don't get my coffee, I'm really out of the running. One morning, I was in Meetah, and I got up and didn't have any coffee. And even just going to the bathroom and starting to shave, I got a headache. It isn't that bad, but it feels that bad. And I want to thank you for the mat game. I still got them both here, one for the boss and one for Rosser. I guess I had dinner with Rosser tonight. We had chicken, very good. And very tasty. The maid cooks all right. But I'm having a big problem with my stomach. And you started on your diet, you said, but I haven't got started on mine yet. Well, I did start today. I tell you what I did today. About 9 o'clock, I had a bowl of soup. And then at lunch, I came home and opened a can of sauerkraut. Now, then I came home again tonight, and I finished the sauerkraut and waited for Chow to go over at Rosser's, and I went over there and ate 3 pieces of chicken. One thigh, one wishbone, one breast, and one wing. One thigh, one breast, and one wing. And I had some salad. Now I feel full up to my belly. I don't know how I'm going to get skinny with all this good food. But I'll have to. I got a bigger problem than getting skinny. I got to get my feet suntanned before I go to Bali, because it ain't no fun trying to hold a vacation with sunburned feet. So that's something for you to think about. Get a little tan so you don't get burnt on your trip to Bali. Yeah, I'd like to start out from about when you left took you down at the airport, and gee, if you left at 2 o'clock, I was almost home by that time, wasn't I? I got home about 2:30, I think. Then had a pretty rough time after you left. I think I miss you all the time, but I really missed you this time, because I really kind of, like you say, we had a pretty nice time just to being together. So it took me a few days to get away. I'd be at work and I'd run up to the house and say howdy. And I'd think, well, she's not there. She's gone. So I had a few days of that. Then I went over to Meetah. Excuse my yawning. I went over to Meetah and did my work, and the time goes pretty fast when I take these little jaunts. It seems like the weeks really slip away. But I slipped up to Saigon about, I don't know, Wednesday, I guess. And I got the tickets all straightened out and got the passport mailed to you and the itinerary mailed to you. And then I came back and fretted most of the time until today about the passport, because I didn't know whether it was going to get to you or not. And today when I found out, you didn't say that you had it, but you said you knew it was coming, so that's something. If I lost that passport, I wouldn't be able to go anyplace. Even out of here, I'd have to stay in Vietnam the rest of my life. So then I came back and wrote you a note or two, and haven't done too good in this letter department. But here it is, the end of the week, and I'm going to get this tape off to you. And while I'm thinking about it, you might be right. Mary might be right about telling you to be in Bali when I got there. I might get my money back, but I'm not too concerned about that. What's a couple $100? We can let Uncle Sam have that much, just so you and I can travel together to Singapore, and I can worry about your luggage and worry about your hotel room and worry about a lot of things. See that you get where you're going and take care of you. You can take care of me. Then we'll have more fun together. And anyway, we're going to have a whole week in Bali together. And I think from what I've talked to John and Mary, where we're going to stay is real nice. It's something like Hawaii on the beach. And kind of little few tourist attractions, a few tourist bothersome things, but like people coming to sell you stuff, but they said they don't bother you too much. They just kind of have to play at it, which is very nice. Well, we'll have a nice vacation. So then I think it'd be just as well that you buy your ticket all the way through on the itinerary, and I'll have the same itinerary, and I'll buy my ticket here, and we'll be just as happy as can be. We hope so. We might even want to go on another jaunt. I don't know. Anyway, that's what the conditions are to date. Now, I've written you a note and told you that I was down to Canto talking to Chris, and he said they had a job down there for me if they could get me out of this country, away from the provinces, and that it would be better if I had the job before I went on home leave, because I'd have something to come back to. I agree with him 100%. And he said I could put in for you to come back with me before I left here, you see. So that would let you return to post with me return to Manila, or return from Manila to here. And it's not the best, and I don't know what the future lies in Vietnam, but we'd be together anyway. And that's what we're looking for most of our life. The rest of our life is to be together. Is that all right with you? Now, I talked to the boss about leaving here. He extended until next June. This kind of threw my schedule out quite a bit, because I had extended also. Then I canceled it when I thought he wasn't going to extend. And then I talked to other people. They said, well, get your tour of duty anyway. And that sounded like the best bit to me. So I'll try to come back for the next tour of duty. Also, in talking to him, he said that he's going to talk to him. He's going down on a PSA meeting tomorrow. He said he's going to talk to him again about me staying in the province. Well, I didn't argue with him, but I did tell him that Chris said they had a job down there, and that if I got down there, maybe I could get you there. And then he said, well, I won't say anything if you don't want me to. And I said, well, I'm just going to leave it like it is. I said, I promised that I'd stay with you, and I said, I like the provinces better than those places. But I said, of course, being with you, being with Florence is something else. I said that the future of my existence was mostly concerned with her, with you, and that if I did go down there and get a job, it would broaden my base for my future work. And I said, I got a few years that I can contribute, and they can I can work for these people. And he said, what job has you got down there? And I said, well, I got the one that Mr. Jordan had. He's left. He said, well, you're not qualified for that. And I said, no, but I'm putting in for a school while I'm on home leave. I said, it'll come through your desk tomorrow. He said, all right. So I don't know what he's going to tell him when he goes down to meeting, whether he's going to tell him I should stay here or whether you're going to tell him anything. Anyway, he said, I'll do anything that you, for your benefit. So if I can go down there and get a job and he knows it, and you can go with me and he knows that, then he won't say anything. And so they'll let me go to Canto probably before our home leave is up, and I will then try to get you to come back. Get you to come back to with me. We'll stop in Manila and pack up your gear and fly away to old Canto. That sound all right? Gee, I wish it didn't take so long to get this tape to you, but I think what I'll do tomorrow, Larry Grossman is going down to Canto, and I'll get him to take this down to that fella that runs the Air America and see if he won't ship it off with his hand carry. I'll ask Larry to give it to him and see if he can't get it to Manila for us. This business of the mail is just too much. This long periods. You know what? The best service that we get is when you send a package. The package gets here in about 5 days, and that's real good. But sometimes your letters get here too. I got a letter today. This is Friday that you sent last Saturday by hand carry, however. Give it to somebody. Bringing a cat back, was that it? But I got it today, came in the hand carry, was kind of slow. I don't know why it took so long, if he came in Saturday, why it took so long for him to get it from Saigon to Canto to here, but it did. Packages seem to come real good. Speaking of packages, before we go too far, you better send me some of that spray stuff that we go Fred lend us, because I ought to give it back to him, I guess. I told him he's going to. My talk with the boss this morning, I told him that I think he's kind of expecting me to leave. Of course, he's expecting me to leave on home leave. But he also... Kokom just came in to say, to talk to me about some pictures I had taken, and you haven't heard from Kokom for a long time, so she'll say hello to you here.
Hello, Mrs. William. How are you? I hope you are fine. And I hope that you are doing very well there and always happy. And I hope that Mr. William will come to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Kokom don't know that you and I are going to Bali on a trip next month. And so I'll tell her that... We'll about our trip. Well, that was a short diversion. Kokom is, you know how greedy she is for money. She's owed me $2,000 for a long time. I thought she'd come over to pay me because I hadn't seen her for a month. But she came over to get some pictures. And... I didn't give them to her. They belonged to another guy that worked for Just Bow, and one of my very good friends bought pictures and about $25 worth, and I'm holding a sack for him. So I'm not going to give them. I didn't give them to her, and I told her to tell the guy to come and get them, and when he comes, he can bring the money. That sounds cruel. Then we got to talking about the Vietnamese losing their jobs because of the Americans leaving, and so all these people are kind of worried. She built his house across the street, you know, and now all the roomers and the renters, they had in their house left, and so there's lots of room, so she don't live across there anyway. They spent $2 or $3 million piastres to get that house fixed up, and they're not living in it. So I guess they're having a streak of bad luck over there, and that's too bad. I hate to see anybody have bad luck, particularly Okali. I don't have any bad luck except what I make for myself, and I get myself in a frame of mind against these people and against a lot of things that I shouldn't. Consequently, I create my own atmosphere, so to speak. Kokom did bring me a piece of fruit, however. Looks pretty good. And I'm going to have a piece of it. Well, let's see, I got up and had a piece of fruit, which was very tasty, my dear. But in the meantime, it's about a half an hour's gone by, I was talking to Larry. Larry Grossman is the one in the picture that you sent back. There's a colored man in there with him. And I gave him his pictures, and he was just in here thanking me about them, and he's going down to Canto tomorrow, and I'm going to have him carry this tape down and give it to that man in the Air America whose wife you know in Manila, and see if he won't send this out hand carry. Maybe he'll get it to us, get it in the right box at the right time. I hope so, anyway. Piece of fruit was one of those big green oranges, or they look like grapefruit, and they're all pithy on the outside, and you have to take off 2 inches of hide to get to the meat. And but I got down to it, and it was pretty sweet when I got down there. It's sweeter than the bone or something, close to the bone. Let's see, I was talking to somebody today, this evening at dinner, talking to Colonel Tausch and Bill and Roser about Colorado. And I got to talk about the caribou and that old ranch that Lou managed up there for America, Trans-America. And doggone it, I got kind of homesick thinking about we used to go up there and stay in the cabin. And when we was up there, I didn't fish any up there either. But when we had the whole Bruce clan up there that time, we used to go up there and we'd ride the horse out over the hills. And he had a magazine, Ross had a magazine, Colorado magazine. It showed all the pretty Rocky Mountains, and I looked in there and saw some of them high streams where I used to fish. Oh, pretty good, boy. I'll be kind of glad when I get retired so that I can go back there now and then, climb up that high mountain where we took old Tom Jones and Maggie and do a little sunning, little living right. That's a good life for you and I. Which brings me to another thought. I haven't written to my parents for a long time. I sure hope you've kept the correspondence going. I think you told me that you wrote a letter to Ma and Dad and she never answered. But all the Johnsons and Aunt Mary and everybody kind of slowed down writing. I guess absence makes the heart forget a little bit. So if I don't write, they don't write to me. They wrote to Daily Word the other day and asked them to kind of send me my word. And so they sent me back and said, well, they did send it. They sent me a note and said, you owe me 69 cents for sending them air mail. So I'm giving them a dollar. Maybe I'll get my thing on time. I guess that's why I never did get that air mail, because you didn't send them enough money to send it air mail. Is that, you bought that for me, didn't you, honey? I've got my nice tape deck out. The music is playing beautiful. I'm thinking of my wife, looking at those pretty pictures I've got, talking to her here as though she's right in my arms, with the light music in the background. This is just like heaven. Can you hear the music, honey? Isn't that sweet? It's so nice to have you here with me as I sit and talk to my little tape deck, knowing that we have so much going for us, our lives are so full. You have so many friends, and I have so many friends. I'm sure that Our whole existence will be nothing but joy from now on, you and I. Kind of restricted over here now in our movements, having elections in the next 10 days, I guess. And they don't want the Americans out where people can shoot at them. I don't know what that means. So they got some kind of restriction down the Hamlet level, but that don't seem to affect us too much. I go back and forth to my provinces, and everybody goes on about their work. We don't pay too much attention to the rules over here. In Dintung, they want to be sure that everybody abides by the rules, but they're an entirely different outfit. Well, the dinner you had for the 8 or 9 people sounded like was real good. I'd have just enjoyed being there with you. And thanks a lot for the invitation. I know you wanted me with you too. And I know it was a success. How come you're eating up all that food? You trying to give it away so you don't have to eat it up? I think that's a pretty smart move. You're going to have to empty your larder anyway, so don't be saving too much of that chow, because you and I'll never get to eat it, I guess. You say in your letter that Joe and Helen had a fight. You never told me what it was about. She called him a son of a bitch all day, but you didn't say what they fought about. I guess Joe's probably spending his money on the stock market and she don't like it. I don't think she thinks too much of his stock market dazzles. I don't think too much of the stock market either. I haven't lost anything. Except the Four Seasons, but I sure as hell haven't gained anything either. Well, honey, looks like we're got about 10 minutes left here. I thought we was about through, but looks like we got 10 minutes left. When will Mary be coming back to Vietnam? Thanksgiving, I guess. Kotzebue and I had a nice fatherly talk this morning as I was telling him about my chances of getting you out here. He told me that Tun called Tun in and talked to him for a while and said Tun might be the GSO here and have to take over everything. So he wants me to kind of groom him for the next rate. That's all right. Tun's a pretty good boy. I told him one time that I'd try and get him 11, which is the next rate. If he'd keep the job here and take care of Kotzebue till Kotzebue left, after I left. And I told Tuan I was going to go, and he said, well, he wanted to go, and I did. And I said, well, Kotzebue's going to be here. You got to stay here and take care of him. So we've got to kind of lined up, keep old Tuan here. His wife is is sure getting big. She'll come up here next week, I think, and stay then till she has her baby. But I gave her a pair of shoes. You know that little pair of shoes that you left that had the colored stripes on them? Well, they're too small for her, so I didn't let her have them. I'll give them to the maid or somebody smaller. But I gave her one pair, the blue ones or the yellow ones, I don't know which, and I told her when she come back, she could have the other pair, but she had to come back to Ventre. So she'll be back one of these days, and she'll have a baby. Maybe she'll have it when we get back. She'll certainly have it before you and I leave the country. I got to figure out a way to get you down here for Thanksgiving or sometime. Get you down here for the last few days. But I hope you've filled out all your forms for getting ready to go back to the States. I haven't filled mine out yet because they haven't sent a message telling me what I'm going to do. But I'll do that one day. I'll go up there. And they might call me off to Washington, and we're, our old future plans will all be shot anyway. So we don't have to worry too much about that, do we? Well, little baby, I enjoyed that letter from Ruby. Talk all about the family. Poor old Lou, sick again, and damn it, I don't know what to do. I keep thinking I'd like to go back. Keep thinking of what we used to do and have a lot of fun. But I guess everything will be changed. Everything will be changed. That's the way life is. So I guess you and I just have to get people like Charlie Cox and live a good, happy life. But we need enough money to live that life, don't we, baby? Well, I hope I can make this thing work and we get retired right. But if we don't, we'll retire all right anyway. You and I don't worry too much about things. When I got as much love as in my heart for you as I do have, and you love me like you do, we can get by with anything. We can go for the rest of the world and all the world take care of us. And I sure love you, honey. I think you're the sweetest thing. I look right here, look over at those two pictures, and you're just the nicest thing that ever was. Boy, I'm sure glad when the good Lord put you in my path and let you trap me into a happy marriage for all these years. 32? I guess so. But they've been the best 32 years any man ever spent. Boy, I'm happy every day that these things have happened.